Good evening. So as part of our continued conversation about the halachas of Emir Lenachri, I thought we'd talk about a specific heter that exists and a case study really that we can use to understand it well. So the question comes up every number of months. Someone will knock on my door on Friday night and they'll say, Friday night we came home from shul and we opened the fridge to take out the food and we realized, lights on in the fridge. So we don't know what to do. So what do you do? So we'll talk at least one option. There might be other options, but at least one option is the following. So Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Nun Gimel, or an Or HaChaim, quotes the following story, or following thing that they used to do in Europe. And they would do the following. It used to be that there were these big stoves that were used to keep things, keep places warm. And what people would do is they would take their food, and they would... If, on Shabbos, they wanted to reheat their food on Shabbos. So they'd take the food and they'd put it on top of the stove. And then there was a non-Jew who would come by and, throw some logs in the stove and they would allow it to heat whatever area they were trying to heat. And they would do this. And why would they do this? Because that was a great way to heat up your food, right? You put the food on top of the stove, the non-Jew comes in and throws, wooden logs in the thing, and now I have hot food. And you think, how can I allow that? I'm having a non-Jew heat my food up for me on Shabbos. How's that permissible? So Shulchan Aruch says that's permissible. Why? Because the non-Jew, when they throw the logs into the fire, why are they doing that? They want to heat the room, right? What turns out, Psik Reshay, right, automatically, you know it's going to happen, but it's not their intent. It ends up heating the top of the furnace also, which allows the food to get warm. That's not the intention of the person. When he throws the wood into the thing, he's just trying to heat the room. And that's what he's doing for himself. The fact that it ends up that your food gets heated up, it happens automatically. But it's an aside, right? It's not their main intention. And there, in the Mishnah Berurah there writes that va'avta havit psik reishei, right? It's for sure going to happen. You know for sure it's going to heat your food up. That's okay. Because Amir Lanachri, when it comes to Amir Lanachri asking a non-Jew to do something for you, as long as the thing you're asking them to do is permissible, if what ends up happening automatically, but it's the secondary, reaction, so that's okay. And therefore, what would happen in the following case? Rav Moshe Feinstein says a tshuva, where he talks about this question: what happens if a person realizes that sometimes you realize before Shabbos, after Shabbos starts, before you even open the fridge, shoot, the light's going to be on. If I open the door, the light's going to turn on. So what's going to happen? So Rav Moshe writes, no problem. Ask a non-Jew to open the door. Why? Because an non-Jew opens the door. What are you asking them to do? Can you please open the door of my fridge? Is that a malacha? It's not a malacha. You're just asking them to open the door. That's totally permissible. Oh, by the time they open the door, once they open it, automatically the light's going to turn on. So what? That's secondary. That's a psik reishei. I can't do that. A Jew can't do that on Shabbos. Right? Psik reishei is something. Psik reishei denichalei, to do a psik reishei, and you're happy it's going to happen. So that's certainly not something a Jew is allowed to do. But to ask a non-Jew to do that, that is absolutely permissible. Rav Moshe goes even further and writes, and he says, first of all, he says, if you then want to close the door, that's also okay. You can't. Why? Because when the non-Jew closes the door, what's going to happen? The light will shut off. Again, that's secondary. It's still a psik reishei on the opening and closing. Both those things are not malachos on their own. But then he says something even more. He says, let's just say all of your Shabbos food is in the fridge, right? So then what can you do? Or let's say you won't be any non-Jew around the rest of Shabbos to continue to open and close your door the whole Shabbos. So what can you do? He says at that point you can ask the non-Jew to remove the light bulb. Or today, push whatever button you need to push to make your Shabbos mode turn on to your fridge. And therefore, you're good for the whole Shabbos. He says, that's true if you have a secondary fridge, you can take all the food out and put it in the other fridge. You won't have to have them do that, then you shouldn't do it. But otherwise, it'd be permissible, says Rav Moshe, not just to ask them to open it, not just to ask them to close it, but even to ask them to deactivate the light would be permissible, assuming that you were going to need the fridge for the entire Shabbos. That's permissible. Why? And all this is because, the last piece is because it's a big tzorach. But the other two, because of this concept that psik reishei does not apply when it comes to Amir Lenachri. So the bottom line is, in terms of this, again, this is one help if you have a non-Jew around. If you don't have a non-Jew around, and we can talk about, maybe we'll talk later, other options, things you could do another time with doing this scenario. But the bottom line is, this is a great application of the concept of, in general, that when it comes to psik reishei, secondary results of actions, which themselves are not malacha, so while for a Jew to do a psik reishei on Shabbos, in general, is forbidden, to ask a non-Jew to do so, that is something that is permissible.